My first performance ever caught on camera was in India. It was late February 1994. I was 3 years old and I had stage fright. I was at my great uncle and auntie's house in Moga, Punjab, surrounded by women I didn't know, all decked out in brightly coloured salwars, clapping along to music I wasn't familiar with. Where was the bhangra? I had come prepared for bhangra. I was sporting a bright red kurta complete with an embroidered black waistcoat and handkerchiefs tied to my little fingers. Apart from my blonde hair and white skin, I was the very image of a Punjabi folk dancer. As my dad operated the camcorder, my mum tried to coax me into letting loose, but I couldn't find my rhythm. After all, I'd never been to a sangeet, a pre-wedding party arranged by and for the women of the bride and groom's families, and Asha Bhosle's Cham Cham Nachdi Fina wasn't doing it for me. But the next day, my dad's cousin's wedding day, the dhol player arrived and filled the gully with the sound I longed for. It didn't matter that I was now dressed in the page boy's outfit that had been made for my maternal auntie's New Forest wedding the previous spring. My gold silk shorts, short-sleeved white shirt and bow tie made from the same embroidery used in my auntie's bodice did nothing to hold me back. The unmetalled Punjab street was my stage. I was totally unfazed by the crowd watching me. A few uncles joined in periodically, as did my mum, who was holding my darker-skinned baby sister, Ramanique. But I was unstoppable. Bhangra was in my bones. If the dhol was playing, I was dancing. I only stopped when my mum, worried I was going to get heat stroke, tipped the drummer generously and persuaded him to take a break. This was my first experience of India. Music, dance, and joy. When the father of the bride, my granddad's younger brother, Uncle Jagir, saw us off at the train station, he held out his hand to shake mine. I duly obliged, but a few moments later I was holding up my arms for a hug. He scooped me up and I wrapped myself around his neck. I felt safe here. This was home. Another home.